You're listening to the Business and Life Conversations podcast with Angela Henderson, episode 34. Hey there, you're listening to the Business and Life Conversations podcast. My name is Angela Henderson, and on this show, we talk about improving your business, life, or both by having amazing and rich conversations with brilliant guests who will inspire you and who will give you tips and tricks to help you grow both in life and in business. Hello there, amazing listeners. It's another episode of the Business and Life Conversations podcast with me, your host, Angela from Angela Henderson Consulting. And today we're going to be talking about business retreats. But before we get started talking about mojitos, sunscreens, and all levels of awesomeness, I'd just like to share with you that this episode is sponsored by my free Facebook group, Australian Business Collaborative. If you've been wanting to be connected with like-minded business owners who will help answer your questions, provide you with support, and make you laugh, then you are perfect for my free group. So head to Facebook now and search for Australian Business Collaborative. Let's get started. But before we get started, I want to share with you a little story about my own experiences of attending retreats. Almost 3 years to the day, I boarded a plane, crapping myself, nervous as, because I not only spent almost all my savings to go to this event, I knew nobody. I was leaving my kids for 14 days. It was almost too much for me to bear. I boarded the plane to Cebu, Philippines to attend a business retreat called Tropical Think Tank, which was put on by a gentleman by the name of Chris Decker, an amazing man. You see, Tropical Think Tank was an event for 50 entrepreneurs, and for 5 days, I got to spend time with some of the top entrepreneurs and speakers from around the world. Speakers and attendees who ate lunch together, breakfast together, danced together, spoke business strategy in the pool together as we sipped mojitos, and it was absolutely life-changing. Let me just repeat that, life-changing. This 5-day event that was put on by Chris Decker changed my business and my mind and really just life in general. There was new ideas, there was new focus, increased business growth. But more importantly, one of the best things I took away from that particular event was the long-lasting relationships that I still have today. Now, a few of you will be going, well, that's great. Not all of us can go to the Philippines, Ange, or da-da-da-da-da. And you know, back then, 3 years ago, I personally and totally could understand your apprehensiveness about whether or not it is worth it. However, being on the other side, breaking down those barriers of fear, and having been to a variety of different business retreats in the past, I can honestly, hand on heart, say that they have reunited my passion for business. They have helped to develop my skills tenfold, and have been my number one investment and growth strategy for both my businesses, Finley and Me and Angela Henderson Consulting. In fact, this past year, I headed to the Maldives with my business coach, James Shremko, and I'll be back in the Maldives again in September so that I can learn from not only him, but the other 9 businesses from around the world. We're talking like just, I can't even tell you, like I wake up every morning on the boat, just like, what are we doing today? What are we doing today? I'm like a kid in a candy store. It is amazing. And so after attending these events and getting asked on a regular basis about like, are they really worth it, Ange? What are your thoughts, et cetera? I wanted to share with you my 5 reasons you really, really need to go on a business retreat. Now, again, there's probably millions and that would take me hours to go through. So I kind of honed in on, like I said, on these 5 reasons. The reason number 1 you need to go on a business retreat is it's a great way to refocus. As I'm sure all of you know, sometimes all we need to help our businesses grow is to get some time away from our user environment, routine, in order to refocus. It is so easy for us to get off track with kids, family, illnesses, getting down on ourselves, etc., and that we get off track from what really matters. But a business retreat, people, a business retreat is what helps us to refocus our mind. It helps us to understand what is important, and it's just awesome, really. Now, reason number 2 you need to go on a business retreat. There is so much to learn. One of the primary reasons why I chose to start going on retreats is to be able to learn new skills from experts in the field, those same experts who have already failed multiple times, those same experts who know what works and what doesn't. And I'm sick and tired of downloading free items or free opt-ins all the time or trying to YouTube something myself. So I decided I just wanted to stick around and learn so much from those people who have already been there. It is the perfect chance to get away from, you know, our usual routine. A business retreat will give you the opportunity to develop your existing skills while at the same time gain completely new skills. It will change your skill set. And it's with this skill set that if you're a business coach or service-based business, et cetera, you're going to pass these skills on to your clients. And with that will come revenue increase. Reason what number three you need to go on a business retreat is you gain and make valuable connections. If there is one thing I've learned from running my business, it's the connections you make in business are vital to your overall growth and success. Hands down, without connections, you will remain stagnant. You will not grow. You will be a hermit. I'm telling you, connections is where it is at. So when having a strong support network of people around you as you build and expand your business, this can help you to feel safe, secure, and is a great way to also always be able to go back and get advice from like-minded people. It's these connections that when you go on a business retreat that will grow your network. And it is also guaranteed that you will make meaningful connections each and every time. When you're spending a long time with a group of people, there's always hand in hand a valuable bonding experience that no one else will get to experience. This means you guys all have at least something in common. And through that commonality is where growth happens, where connection happens. And so reason number three is you get to make the most amazing and valuable connections. And it is a huge reason why you need to go on a business retreat. Reason number four you need to go on a business retreat is that you'll be in a new environment. And when you're in a new environment, this allows you to grow. I don't know about you, but working in the same environment day in and day out can actually be damaging to you and to me. It can be damaging to our overall development. And as the saying goes, you know, new environment, new ideas. So getting out of the office, getting out of the house, stop being mom and into a business retreat will provide you with ultimately the ideal conditions for you to be able to work on your business rather in your business. To be able to see the bigger picture, to look where you can outsource, allowing you to be the CEO instead of the employee. The new environment, people, and routine is the perfect way to help shift your perspective and get those creative juices flowing. The reason number five you need to head on a business retreat is it's a future investment. As we said, although business retreats can be expensive, they're such an incredible investment, both financially and mentally. Following your retreat, you should be able to measure your ROI when it comes to financial benefits, as well as the impact it has had on your personal life. From a financial point of view, you'll be able to take backs. The take backs will obviously be the connections made, the skills learned, and anything else you may gain from retreat that is a financial value to you, you know, increase in sales due to strategy, etc. But something that I think that we don't look at more is the mental ROI. I think we're always talking about kind of that financial ROI, whereas I think mental ROI is actually more important. You see, spending time away from your business on a retreat can do wonders. As someone who runs my business, I personally know how hard it is to take time off, as I feel responsible and guilty for having time away from my job, my kids, etc. But going on a retreat is a great way to have that space at the same time as keeping your head in this game as a business owner. I don't feel business retreats are a luxury for entrepreneurs, but instead a necessary investment for people looking to refocus, make meaningful connections, and grow their business in ways that they cannot do in their day-to-day life, that they cannot do alone. So you're like, great, Ange, that's all hunky-dory. You've talked about the five reasons you need to go into a business retreat. You spoke about going to the Philippines with Chris Ducker. You've talked about James Shremko's retreat in the Maldives. Now, those are obviously higher ticket items, all right? Some people listening out there might not be able to afford those particular events. So that's why what I've done in the last year is I've created the Finding Balance in Business Women's Retreat here in Australia. We had it here in November, and it was absolutely amazing. 26 women, came together for 4 days and three nights. And again, we're going to be doing this year from October 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th. 4 days, ladies, three nights, 50 amazing women, 8 women in business, highly, how do I say it, astounding women in business here in Australia as the speakers. It is going to be an amazing 4 days. My goal with running my retreat is that you're not only inspired and you're motivated when you leave, but again, it allows you time to be away from your kids, your husband, your family, gives you opportunity to really be grateful for what you have, to reflect on what you're doing. And as I say, there's no better time than now to connect, create, refocus, and grow. I would love for you to join me at my exclusive event with only 50 other amazing women in business, 8 of Australia's leading women in business speakers, to be able to just let your hair down, learn, grow, and have fun. I'm predicting that this particular event will be a sold-out event because I'm not selling any more than 50 tickets. And considering some tickets have already been sold to the alumni from last year, my VIP coaching clients, it is going to be, it's going to sell out very, very quickly. So if you'd like to join us for this amazing 3 or 4 day, 3 night women in business retreat here in the Gold Coast in Australia, I'd love for you to join us. And you can buy your ticket by heading to angelahenderson.com.au, click on retreat, and then you'll be able to choose if you want to pay in full or if you'd like to pay in 6-month payment plans. Now, we've set up the 6-monthly payment plans to help businesses with cash flow, while at the same time giving you the opportunity to invest in yourself, in your business for future growth and success. So that's it for today's podcast. And I look forward to connecting with you again next week on the next episode of Business and Life Conversations with Angela Henderson. Hope you have found this episode to get you thinking about reasons why you need to start investing in yourself through retreats. And by the way, my team and I will also be putting together the whole transcription for this episode at angelahenderson.com.au. And of course, I cover all sorts of related business and life conversations, as I mentioned, in my Facebook group, the Australian Business Collaborative. So feel free to head to Facebook, search for us, Australian Business Collaborative, as I'd love to have you there. This is Ange from Angela Henderson Consulting. Bye from sunny Brisbane, Australia. Thanks for listening to the Business and Life Conversations podcast with Angela Henderson. www.angelahenderson.com.au